The pandemic is affecting people in vastly different ways. Most troubling and extreme are those who have died, been hospitalized, come down very sick, or even just been infected. Next come those whose work and income have been completely upended, and sadly, those already at the margins by virtue of age, wellness, socioeconomic status, or other conditions are most impacted. For many, many of us, our biggest challenge comes in the form of lethargy, boredom, or a sense of futility. A new day, but the same people, same pajamas, Zoom, email, haircut, food. And of course, the uncertainty of when the sameness will end and what the new normal will be like. Perhaps you are waking up to this today, and so I offer three ideas to help you lead with your best self. 1. Wake up. I know you couldn't read this or listen to this if you weren't awake. Perhaps these days, though, you feel a bit like Bill Murray on Groundhog Day, or like Sisyphus. Zeus condemned the ladder to Hades, where every day Sisyphus pushed a massive boulder up a hill, only to have it roll back down again and again. Things feel monotonous. And with the end of the pandemic seemingly a continually receding event, there is also the Sisyphean feeling of futility about it all. 2. Waking up these days begs for your attention and intention. When you woke up today, it was not to the same bird, same breath, same clouds, sunrise, email, or client. And no, it was not the same wife or husband or daughter or mother. Oh, it was your mental picture, your memory of bird, clouds, wife, and mother. But that's because you're not attending to what was or is really here. So step 2A, wake up your eyes, nose, ears, heart to what is really here. Attend. And step 2B, awaken genuine intention. As your wife, son, employees are not the same as they were when last you saw them, neither are you. The surroundings are not the self. So what might you intend today, this week? What is you, deep and genuine? What would you like to bring to life? Can you sit with yourself for a few precious minutes to inquire of yourself on this day, at this hour, in this moment? What will you intend? If you can, sit with it. Call on the muse, maybe jot. I always hate to predispose people by giving examples, in this case of an intention, but I also know that this question, what do you intend, is for some folks painfully open-ended and obscure. So at the end of this, I will list a few ideas of intentions. 3, extend yourself. Reread the short 4 lines of the first paragraph or listen to them again. If you're feeling a little listless, unfocused, or collapsing into your routine, your chair, your couch, or self-pity, then get out. Yes, I mean walk, and actually see the clouds like you did when you were 5 years old. But I mean attend to the people of paragraph 1, those who are truly bearing the burden of the pandemic. I don't know about you, but I know I'm not doing enough for the people most affected. This week, I will be more intentional and more attentive. You could write a check, write a card, leave some flowers or some candies. Attend to those in your world who are those in that most impacted category. It will do you as much good as it will do for them to attend, intend, and extend yourself. Leading with your best self. I said I'd give some example of intentions, so you could intend to be curious, joyful, giving, honest, aware, self-caring, imaginative, poetic, musical, quiet, attentive, intentional, outreaching. You can, of course, be more specific with your intentions. I intend to be more patient with my wife, more curious about my child, more focused with my workouts, or more open to laughter with my coworkers.